In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father, Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is the Feast of the Annunciation, when Mary conceived Jesus in her womb. 9 months later is Christmas, December 25th. Today is March 25th. And today's Gospel is from St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came and said to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. We begin our prayer today with these heavenly words. Divine words spoken by the angel Gabriel to Mary in Nazareth on that great day. A day that changed all of history. A day on which God proved forever and without any doubt his incredible love and commitment to mankind. Lord, help me to be amazed at your goodness in sending your Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, into the world to be our Savior and our friend, to be close to us, to show us your love, to show us the way, the truth, and the life, to show us how to get to heaven, to show us how to be happy on this earth, to be our friend, our Savior, our guide. And we ask you, Jesus, always be that friend, that Savior, that guide. And we can say to Mary now, if we want, on this great feast day of hers, "Hail, full of grace." The archangel does not address Mary at first as Mary, but with a title by which God knows her, Gratia Plena, full of grace. You are the blessed among all women on this earth, a special creation of God. Blessed among all women. Pope John Paul called Mary God's masterpiece. On this Feast of the Annunciation, we can think, how many memoraries have I said to Mary these days while washing my hands? Those 20 seconds with your favorite hand soap can be timed perfectly with memoraries. or prayer cards to the saint of the day who you want to pray to. Let's use those moments that we're washing our hands all day to pray. There's some good news out there too, I hear. It seems that the toilet paper crisis may be over, because Costco has decreed that they are not taking any returns on all that toilet paper that people purchased over the last few weeks. But to return to a serious matter, we can think now of a devastated world, a worldwide contagion, a garden turned into a wasteland, the spread of sickness and death, joys turned into sorrow, men and women filled with anxiety and with no clear solution in sight. And I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about the state of mankind after the sin of Adam. Death enters the world, sorrow and sin, and they become a part of the world, a tremendous part of the world that eats away at our peace and serenity. Man's pride broke the wonderful union of friendship between God and man. And we even lost our dominion over our very self. War between good and evil broke out within our hearts. And it spills over into our personal actions and our social actions, dividing us within ourselves and against other people. Almost immediately in the book of Genesis, we read of Cain slaying his brother Abel out of jealousy. But God did not abandon us. You, Lord, responded to the disaster with that mysterious prophecy as you chastised the serpent in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. They will strike at your head while you strike at their heel. And that woman is Mary. She's the woman who came thousands of years later. In today's feast, we celebrate this surprising solution to this long earthly darkness. What a surprising and most improbable solution. A virgin shall conceive without the intervention of man and bring forth the Son of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. God himself will enter the world to be our Savior. We could not have expected that. We could not have dreamed of that. Mary listened with humility and awe as the angel spoke. She was to bring forth the child who would crush the head of hell's serpent. God always surprises us. He offers us solutions that we don't see in advance. Let's turn to him with all our needs. And now is the hour. Lord, we need your help now in our present crisis. As we pray for lights and wisdom for our leaders, political, medical, religious, to guide us through this global pandemic. Lord, save your people. But God always surprises us. He doesn't leave us alone. He brings us solutions that we don't expect, as in the case of Mary and our redemption. Let me read something from an Italian doctor that was sent to me today, from a 38-year-old atheist doctor. He writes, this doctor's writing from Lombardy in northern Italy. He writes, never in my darkest nightmares did I imagine that I would see and experience what has been going on in Italy in her hospital the past 3 weeks. The nightmare flows, and the river gets bigger and bigger. At first, a few patients came, then dozens, then hundreds. Now we are no longer doctors, but sorters who decide who should live and who should be sent home to die. Until 2 weeks ago, my colleagues and I were atheists. It was normal because we are doctors. We learned that science excludes the presence of God. I laughed at my parents going to church. 9 days ago, a 75-year-old pastor was admitted into the hospital. He was a kind man. He had serious breathing problems. He had a Bible with him and impressed us by how he read it to the dying as he held their hand. We doctors were all tired, discouraged, psychologically and physically finished. When we had time, we listened to him. We've reached our limits. We can do no more. People are dying every day. We are exhausted. We have 2 colleagues who have died and others that have been infected. We realized that we needed to start asking God for help. We do this when we have a few free minutes, when we talk to each other. We cannot believe that, though we were once fierce atheists, we are now daily in search of peace, asking the Lord to help us continue so that we can take care of the sick. Yesterday, the 75-year-old pastor died. Despite having over 120 deaths here in 3 weeks, we were destroyed. He had managed, despite his condition and our difficulties, to bring us a peace that we no longer had hoped to find. The pastor went to the Lord, and soon we will follow him if matters continue like this. I haven't been home for 6 days. I don't know what I ate last. I realize my worthlessness on this earth. I want to use my last breath to help others. I'm happy to have returned to God while I'm surrounded by the suffering and death of my fellow men. It's time for all of us to call on God. Let's ask our friends to pray. I finished reading the letter. Let's ask our friends to pray. And those who have never prayed, ask them to pray too. For all those who suffer all over the world. The first reading today tells the story of King Akaz. He reigned over a part of modern-day Israel in the 8th century BC, say the middle of the 700s before Christ. Immediately upon his coming to the throne, Akaz had to meet a coalition formed by kings of northern Israel and Damascus. These kings wanted to force him to join with them to oppose Syria, the Assyrians, who were arming a force against the northern kingdom. The prophet Isaiah counseled Akaz to trust in God rather than foreign allies and tells him to ask for a sign to confirm this is a true prophecy. Akaz refuses, saying he will not test God. We read the passage. The Lord spoke to Akaz and said, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign for yourself, coming either from the depths of Sheol or from the heights above." "No," Akaz answered, "I will not put God to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Listen now, house of David. Are you not satisfied with trying the patience of men without trying the patience of my God too? The Lord himself, therefore, will give you a sign. It is this. A virgin is with child and will give birth to a son whom she will call Emmanuel, which means God with us." Instead of trusting God, Akaz turns on the 2 other kings and makes an alliance with the Assyrians. He wins the war, but ends up as a vassal to Assyria. And Akaz finally betrayed the God of Israel by worshiping false idols. It's so easy to trust in earthly power, to look to earthly power to save us, to think earthly power and science and more knowledge is going to save us. But as Jesus said to Pilate, they would have no power if it were not given to them from above. All our science works because God has given this strength and knowledge to be discovered by men. But it all comes from God. It all comes from His creation. And therefore we need to reach out and trust to Him. And He will give the solutions we need that we don't expect. The solutions that no one sees, that no one can see yet. We peer into the future, we don't see it, we're limited. Lord, You have to help us. As You help the fallen world with redemption through Jesus. Yesterday at Mass, we read Psalm 45. Dominus virtutem nobiscum, refugium nobis des Jacob. God is our refuge and our strength, our help in times of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall in the depths of the sea. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. God is our refuge and our strength, our help in times of distress. Now is the time to call out to Him. Lord, be my strength to get through this crisis, to grow from this crisis. I remember a story from the life of St. Jose Maria. For most of his life, and during the terrors of the Spanish Civil War, God gave him great courage and daring to inspire and lead the few early members of Opus Dei and other Catholics who were in hiding. And he had great courage, and it was amazing how he inspired people. And on October 1st, 1936, he was hiding in a house in Madrid with two others. And he told them he was hoping for some gift from God on October 2nd, which would be the 8th anniversary of the founding of Opus Dei. He often received small gifts from God on those occasions, on those anniversaries. But the news suddenly changed, and he learned that militiamen had searched another home owned by the hosts of the house where he was staying. And they killed six people in that family, including a priest. And now they were heading to the place where St. Jose Maria was hiding. St. Jose Maria gave them all a blessing and sent them out. And as he did so, he noticed that his knees started to shake violently with fear, and his body began to tremble. He soon got control of himself. And he said he realized God's gift to him that day, that October 2nd, was that God showed him in that moment that all his strength, all his courage, all his daring was on loan. He realized that all he could do was a gift of God. It is the same for us. Now is the moment for parents, fathers, and mothers to have courage to lead the way in their families. Now is the moment for good people everywhere to stand up and have courage and do the right thing. But with God's strength, we can't do it without Him. If we call upon Him, we'll be amazed what we can do, what we can get through, what we can do together. Lord, help us. This is one of the things He wants us to do, to cry out to Him for that strength. That strength we may have never had before. That strength we don't find in ourselves. The strength to do what He wants us to do now. Lord, give me that strength as You gave it to St. Jose Maria and other saints, as You gave it to Mary to say yes to God's plan. Let's ask God for strength and light to get through this time for our families, our country, our businesses, our church. The world is not ending. I don't think this is a sign that the world is ending soon. I'm not a prophet like Isaiah. But we may be ready for a reboot, a new start. This is not an end, this crisis, but an opportunity. It's a call from God. It's a mercy. It's a time to think, to pray, to meditate, and readjust my mind, my heart, and my priorities. Who am I? Where am I going? Who is directing my life? What am I here for? What will truly make me happy? We're forced into these days of Lent, this long Lent, to retreat into the desert. And we're forced to a silence, to an interior quiet, and to rethink things. Lord, help us to make the best use of this time. Lord, help us to look beyond this crisis, to look beyond it. Where do we want to go? Who do we want to be? How do we want to come out of this? Do we want everything to be the same? Or do we want to grow through this? The joy of life is to love people and serve people, to love God, to serve God. We will have plenty of opportunity for that going forward, I assure you. Let's ask our Lord now, Lord, help me cast off the selfish lifestyle that creeps in. Help me to focus on the important, my family, family unity now, that can grow from this time working together. Solidarity in the whole world as people work together, realize their common weakness and their common strength when we work together. We can focus on our friends. Do I really care for people? Do I value other people, or am I just busy about my own affairs all the time? Do I really look after friends, think of friends, serve friends, build up friendship? It's such an important reality in the world, and it gets so trampled upon by our hustle and bustle of life. Self-centeredness. We don't notice those people that God puts by us to serve and to love. Perhaps it's helping the weakest around us. Help me to focus on love of God, eternal life, giving supernatural meaning to all I do. If we all pull together as a family, we can do so much. This time could be an opportunity to reboot my spiritual life, my marriage, my family, my priorities. What am I aiming at? Even to refocus my anxieties that may come from excessive focus on myself and my success. God says to you today, you are more than all that. You are more than all that. And he comes into the world when Mary says, be it done unto me according to your word. God himself comes to be with us to show us the value of every human life, to bring light to this world, to bring supernatural life to this world. Let's not forget about that. Let's relearn that message of God who comes close. And the more we pray, the more we will see, the more wisdom and peace and light we will enjoy. On this day in which there was a major world reboot, a cosmic reboot, when Mary said yes, and the Son of God was conceived in her womb. God calls upon us to make another reboot in our lives, in our world. These disasters, these difficulties are an opportunity, are a call from God, are a mercy from God to help us to change, to learn. Cast your cares upon the Lord and he will sustain you, we're told in a psalm. If you want to be sustained, if you want strength, cast your cares upon the Lord in the Mass, in your prayer, in the rosary. Cast your cares upon the Lord and find peace and serenity and strength to go ahead when you think things are dark. Cast your cares upon the Lord and he will show you the way ahead to be a better father, better mother, better friend, better colleague, to be the Christian he needs you to be light and salt in this world. Help me to trust more in you than in myself, Lord. Help me trust more in you than in any man, than in any guru. Let's not lose faith in God and then put it in some guy, some ideology, some product, some drug. Lord, I trust in you. Let's ask our Lord for that trust. God always surprises us, and he offers us solutions we did not even expect. Let's not be like Ahaz and not trust in our Lord. When Isaiah said, turn to the Lord, he will give you your salvation. God always surprises us. He offers us solutions we did not even expect or see in advance. He will bring us out of this crisis if we call upon him. And he will give us the strength to do what we must do in this time of crisis. Mary said to the angel, be it done unto me according to your word. What beautiful, trusting words. You and I can echo these words now in our hearts as we can say them to our Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Whatever you want is what I want, Lord. Mary trusted in God, and he brought about our redemption. Let's trust in God, and God will work wonders in this world. He'll work wonders in this world through us. The world is not ending. It's not coming to an end now. It's a mercy of God. Let's trust in him. Lord, give us the strength to get through this. And God always surprises us. Let's turn to him with trust in these days, asking for his peace and strength and a reboot, a fresh start for all of us from this crisis. We can take our Mother Mary by the hand. She can be our guide. There's no one as strong as her. There's no one as faithful, as peaceful, as joyful as her. She'll always be with us. And she is with us, with her smile, with her consolation. As we carry this cross, we can be sure that Mary is there with us, walking along with us on the way. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.